to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com. I am here with my colleague Richard Justice from MLB.com, and we will soon be joined by MLB.com columnist Lyle Spencer, who is Southern California-based and follows the Angels closely. Richard, this kind of appears to be what we've been waiting to see from the Angels for a while. I mean, every year we have to assume that they're going to be contenders, and sometimes they disappoint. But it seems like things are kind of coming together for them. And at this point, you have to think that it's probably going to be a three-team race with the A's, who have really just upgraded immensely, and the Angels and the Mariners.
Yeah, I don't know how many teams we can say this of right now, but the Angels are one of the teams you can look at them right now and say they can win the World Series. It's been great to see Garrett Richards have a breakthrough season. It's been fantastic, again, to watch Mike Trout play baseball. Jerry DePoto did a good job going and getting Tyler Skaggs. So, they're in a very good spot right now. It's a tough division with the A's. Maybe they're not better than the A's, but the A's, the Mariners, and the Angels, they're probably going to have some fun in September playing each other.
Lyle, let's bring you into the conversation. You cover this team semi-regularly or around them quite a bit. I mean, when you just look at where they've come, they obviously are on a very hot streak right now. They're heating up. Mike Trout is heating up. Everybody's kind of having a nice little run. What do you think when it comes down to the division race? Do you think that they're going to still be there in September?
Yeah, they should be. The most encouraging thing from the fans' point of view here is that the bullpen is solidified and come together. That was the missing link and has been for a while with this team. They scored runs last year, but they just, you know, the late innings were kind of a nightmare, and it started to repeat itself earlier in the season, and here in the last 4 or 5 weeks, things have come together, and, you know, there's a new confidence that comes to me largely from the work of Joe Smith and Mike Morin, who's a very much of a under-the-radar kind of guy, a right-hander with tremendous stuff. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Kevin Jepsen is becoming what we all thought he would be all along, which is a terrific back-end reliever. They got the lefty they needed. And Thatcher, that bullpen now, what was once a weakness, is a strength. And to me, that is the biggest single factor, other than the play of Mike Trout, who's the best player I've seen since Willie Mays, in this team's rise.
Yeah, the best player since Willie Mays. I don't have any words to say it. I mean, he's an amazing player. There's a talk show host in Southern California that told me, he says, every time I watch him play, I feel like I'm a teenage girl falling in love all over again.
That's a little out there, but I can relate to that, Richard. Because
electrifying.
I didn't think I was going to ever have this feeling again about a ball player, where I almost get chills watching some of the things he does, and knowing him makes it even better because he's such a great kid and he's so grounded and unaffected and it's genuine, and he's a great teammate. That, to me, that's what separates him from a lot of the other major stars we've had. You know, he really is very much like Jeter in a lot of ways, who was his idol growing up. He has that type of personality, only more outgoing, and he really hasn't shown that as much as he eventually will. He has great personality, and really, I mentioned Mays, but the guy he reminds me of most, of course, is Mantle, and sometimes I have to kind of like shake myself, and it's like I'm watching Mickey again, you know,
right,
all years later. It's crazy.
You know, in the first half of the season, there was a play where he went over the wall and didn't make the catch, and he was so... I think the opposing hitter was so stunned, and he came away so stunned. It just tells you the confidence that he doesn't think there's anything he can't do.
Absolutely, and that's at the root of all of his success, is this complete lack of fear of failure. He believes in himself more than I think any baseball player maybe I've ever been around. And he was that way. I always go back to the first at-bat he ever had in an Angels uniform in Tucson, one of those late-inning insertions in a meaningless spring training game. And he walks up there, and it's the first time I've ever seen him. It was his first camp. He was just a baby, and he walks up and hits a bullet to right center, And he's at third base in just a heartbeat. And I'm thinking, whoa, 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 what am I watching here?
How did that happen?
Yeah, what was that? That was my reaction. And ever since then, I've kept both eyes on this guy, and he just keeps getting better. It's really almost like the kid from Tompkinsville or something, one of those old books we read as kids.
Okay, let's get off my chair a little bit here. Let's move on to Josh Hamilton. Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
Off the DL, a little bit streaky, had an okay June, kind of a slow start to July. Low homer totals. I mean, you know, what should we expect from him going into the second half? Are there lingering effects from a thumb injury? Is he, you know, you just never really know
what's
going to be with him.
You know, that's true, Allison. If Hamilton starts feeling it and starts doing what he can do, you know, Richard said earlier about this is a team that can win it all. Absolutely, it can win it all. And Pujols as well is also, showing flashes of his old greatness. I mean, you've seen flashes with Josh. And sometimes we forget, you know, he's one of the few guys in the game right now you can put in Trout's class as a total player at his peak. You know, I mean, he's a phenomenal talent. We all know that. It's just a question of getting healthy, staying healthy, and finding that groove. And he has shown stretches where he's done that, and it was a shame he got hurt. You know, he just needs to play with a little more caution and not do things that jeopardize himself for the long haul. That, you know, he's got to stop sliding head first and home plate and doing things like that are just not smart in the big picture. And I think he finally understands that.
Is Tyler Skaggs over the hump? Is he now what Jerry DePoto? I think Jerry's traded for him three times. I think, is that right?
Yeah.
And is this now at 22 years old? Is he ready to contribute to a winning team?
I think so. He's very mature for his age. And another guy like Trout, very confident. And I'm a little biased because he went to my high school and Santa Monica High, and so I've been watching him closely since that 2009 draft. And
then we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. No, I think he's for real. He's got the stuff. He's got the attitude, and for a left-hander at his age, he's really got excellent command. You know, he throws strikes. He's in the strike zone. He doesn't build up high pitch counts. You know, I think he's got a chance to be one of these guys who, you know, sort of like a Burley, but you know, with more stuff. You know, he gets it up there in the low 90s pretty consistently and can hit mid 90s. You know, when he really reaches. So. You know, I definitely think he's for real. You put him with Richards, that's one of the best young tandems in the game. So I think, you know, fans and management have to be thrilled with what they have there.
What about Mike Scioscia? I mean, he looks like a brilliant manager at points, and then at other points he's still a brilliant manager, but people don't want to give him enough credit for it. Because, of course, it goes by the way of, you know, the success of your team. But, you know, he's been through a lot. And I guess we now see that maybe he's a good manager for good and bad teams. He seems to be able to do whatever's needed.
Yeah, he seems to have had a great comeback season. His managers can have comeback season. A lot of people were down on him after the last few years, and you know, speculation that either he or DePoto would be fired if they didn't turn it around this year. But he's a guy. You know, he's got that long term deal, so I don't think I don't think he pays a whole lot of attention to that. I know he's one of the most self-assured guys I know, and I don't think he's ever doubted himself at all. So, you know, in his mind, it's just a matter of, you know, guys performing and getting the right pieces, you know, operating properly. And, you know, I hate to keep going back to the bullpen, but if you remember when they were winning all those divisions and one of the premier teams in the game, they had the best bullpen around with Darren Oliver, Scott Shields, and Francisco Rodriguez. And since that bullpen sort of went away, they've struggled to find the right pieces. And I think that, you know, that's a big part of why they struggled the past few seasons.
You know,
amazing that managers can be stupid, and then all of a sudden they can be smart, and then all of a sudden they're stupid.
Yeah, isn't that funny, Allison? The same guy. Matt is in the same way, and last year he was an idiot, and this year he's a genius. So, and he must be doing pretty well if they've, you know, they have one of the top records in the sport and not a whole lot of all-stars.
And it's fair to say you know him better than anybody else in the media. You've known him since he was a player. And I've always heard stories about his relationships with players, these daily morning meetings he holds in spring training where he has guys cracking up as he sets the agenda for the day. I mean, Mike is really – he's very careful with what he says with us, obviously, and you know him better than anybody. But he is great with players, right, with communicating with players. Am I off on that?
Well, I think guys come here and, you know, they see how Lucy is in spring training and, you know, those famous morning sessions where you hear roars coming out of the clubhouse. And, you know, he's always been, you know, a player's guy. He does believe in players, you know, and he was a catcher, and catchers, as we know, tend to make excellent managers because they have the whole game in front of them and the big picture. They have to have the big picture. And that's always been, I think, his great strength, is he understands every element of the game, and especially pitching. And, I know Mike very well. We've had hundreds of debates over the years over a number of things. He's an interesting guy. He's very strongly opinionated. And I do not recall ever moving him off an opinion, although I've certainly given it every effort I have.
What would baseball be without spirited debates, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Lyle, we one question we haven't asked you is about Albert Pujols. He had a great April. He's had a downtime. He's had some streaky times, some good streaks and bad streaks. As you watch him, where are we in the evolution of Albert Pujols?
Well, he looks better in every way, and it must be that he just feels better. And he was hurting. You know, I've had plantar fasciitis. I know what that feels like, and I know he was in pain last year, and you can kind of write last year off as far as I'm concerned. That was to play with that. I have a hard time imagining that. But he looks better. You know, he's never going to be the 28-year-old Albert, you know, but he's still a productive guy, and he's You know, just his body language is much different this year. You know, he's starting to feel like, you know, he's the man again, even though, well, when you're playing on the same team as Mike Trout, you know, you're probably not going to be the man, but he's one of the men. You know, it's Trout, Pujols, Hamilton, and a bunch of really good players in that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Did that bother Pujols a little bit when he was asked if he has any pressure to step up his game because Mike Trout?
I think that kind of gave an idea of this immense pride he has in who he is and what he's done. And I thought it was kind of a funny reaction. But in a way, I could understand his point. You know, a lot of people believe he was the best player of his era, certainly one of the best right-handed hitters in history. And he might have thought, oh, wait a minute. Trout's phenomenal, but, you know, you're talking about 2 years against how many, you know? So I could see where he might have been a little annoyed by the tone of that question. But it also, I think, gives insight into what made him who he is, that ambition and that drive to be the best. And it's still there.
All right, Lyle, appreciate your time today. And it's been fun watching the Angels. I hope you're enjoying it, and we'll talk to you down the road.